Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord, and on this episode, we're going to recap everything from Monster Jam in Kansas City this past weekend. Two great shows in Arrowhead Stadium, one of the best stadiums I've been to in a very long time, very unique. It's got that old classic vintage style feel. So let's get right into the results, and I'll recap the action, let you guys know what happened. And before we start, if you want to check out footage from both shows, they are on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/monsterjamlord, or type Monster Jam Lord in on YouTube. And if you want to keep up with more frequent updates of Monster Jam Lord, where I'll be, my schedule and everything, go check out Monster Jam Lord on Instagram at monster.jam.lord. So let's get into the results. Let's start off by recapping all the drivers that were at this show. We had Avenger Jim Kohler, Axe Chris Kohler, Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson, Black Pearl Cole Vennard, Zombie Bar Musauer, Wildside Zach Garner, Monster Mutt Dalmatian Galaxy with Cynthia Gauthier's return to the seat. It's been Lindsay Reed, you know, typically the driver of Scooby-Doo, who's been piloting that for the past 2-3 months, and now it's Cynthia's turn to take back Dalmatian. Looks like Lindsay will be back in Scooby-Doo, mostly on arenas she's scheduled for right now. But we got Cynthia Gauthier back in stadiums, driving the Galaxy Monster Mutt in Kansas City's her debut weekend back for 2021. Monster Energy, Todd LeDuc, Megalodon, Tristan England, Max D, Tom Mentz, Mohawk Warrior, Bryce Kenny, and Gravedigger, Adam Anderson. So that is your lineup for Kansas City for these two shows. Let's start off with Saturday. Saturday, it rained probably about 10 minutes before the show started. It was quite unfortunate, so that sucked. But the track crew was doing so much to, sand down the track and everything before the show, because it was raining all day, and then a couple hours before the show started, it was dry, there was no rain, and then right up until about 10-15 minutes before, it rained hard, and it rained even harder during the show too, so that screwed up all the track workers' efforts, and made it a mud show. Pretty much, it seemed a little muddier than Jacksonville or Atlanta earlier this year. So, but the thing is with me is I enjoy a good mud show every once in a while. I don't mind it. I think it provides, you know, for when you're at so many shows and there's so many shows that happen in a year, I'll take a mud show out of one out of every, how many shows? There's been like 3 this year out of, 40, 50 shows. So I'm not going to complain. So let's continue on and get into the results. Your racing winner for show one on Saturday was Tom Mentz, Max D, defeating Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid. Tom Mentz has proved that it was really the Chicago-style racing that was screwing him over this year. He just was not... I don't think that truck is really set up for Chicago-style racing. And Tom was also... He was not performing like he was in racing this whole season. I would say due to the track, because we had St. Louis-style back again. It returned in Indianapolis 2 weeks ago, and it looks like that's going to be the track they're probably going to stick with for the rest of the season, hopefully. I think I prefer it a lot more when it comes to racing and freestyle. So Tom Mentz took the racing win in the mud against Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid, who spinned out on the final turn, leading Tom to win. Looked like Tom was probably going to win anyways. Ryan was a little behind. So very cool to see Tom get another racing win for the year. I'm pretty sure that's his only racing win this year, at least on, he got none on the Chicago track, and I don't think he got any when they were doing the St. Louis style in Houston earlier this year, so it looks like Tom Mint's first racing win of the season. Your skills winner for this show was Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Mutt Dalmatian Galaxy. And this was her first show back, and she already gets a competition win, which, I mean, hey, in this field, her getting a competition win is impressive, especially for being out of the seat for a year and a half. You may be wondering why, because Cynthia Gauthier is definitely not known for her skills, of all things, when it comes to the skill competition, is because when it was rained out in the mud, nobody could put on a good two-wheel that even attempted it. I think two drivers attempted an actual two-wheel skills. The rest just attempted donuts in the mud. And if you ask me, she had the best donut out of anyone that actually did. I think she deserved this skills challenge win, which it only got a score of 8.297. That's how you can tell that no one really performed at all during the skills challenge in the show. So there you go. But Cynthia Gauthier did. She had a really good donut. So I'll give her that. The fans will give her that. I mean, who cares what I give? But yeah, she did deserve it if you ask me. So she got the skills challenge win in this show. And your freestyle winner, Bari Musaur Zombie with a 9.718. Bari only won this show's freestyle because he did a backflip first. No one else did it before him. And hey, it was not a bad run at all, but I think it was definitely between Tom Enns Max D or Ryan Anderson Bakugan Dragonoid. Ryan had tons of momentum in the mud, as he typically does. It's not even close. No other driver can match his mud driving, at least that I've seen this year. But Tom Enns did have a little more wow moments. He had more air. He did a backflip. And it was a perfect backflip in the mud, too, which I was surprised that the Willman chassis drives actually performed that great of a backflip in the mud. But he did. So Tom Enns was your skills challenge winner. In my opinion, your freestyle winner for Kansas City Show 1. But in the end, your overall event champion for the Show 1 in Kansas City Saturday evening was Gravedigger Adam Anderson with 30 points. No competition wins. Adam still gets 30 out of 36 points for the show in Kansas City. And yeah, Adam was on fire this show. He lost in round 1 racing to Bari. But due to some mechanical problems from some other trucks, he came back in racing and made it all the way to the semifinals. And if it weren't for that, then Adam definitely would not have gotten the overall event championship going out in the first race losing. So that's what saved him. Whoever broke, that's what saved him and got Adam the overall for this show. So let's move on to show 2 for Kansas City, the one on Saturday. I would say a much better show. Mud shows aren't, because they're different. They're not really comparable. Like, I'm never going to say a mud show is more entertaining than a normal show. I mean, you're not going to get the air, the skills, the speed in racing, or the great momentum freestyles. But I still think they're entertaining. They're just, I can't really compare the two. But if I was going to pick one, I'd definitely say the show on Sunday was much better. Let's start off with the racing finals. We had Megalodon Tristan England taking his first ever stadium racing win against Adam Anderson in Gravedigger. And this was one of the closest races of the entire season. It was only won by 0.011 seconds. That's 11 thousandths of a second that Tristan England took the racing win over Adam. And Adam would have had him. But he kind of washed out in the last turn, allowing Tristan, who made a perfect turn, to just sail right past him and take the racing win. Well, not sail right past him. I mean, it was like one of the closest races of the year. But Tristan England took a racing win over Adam Anderson. That is big. That is very big in Monster Jam. So that's really cool. Tristan England is definitely over exceeding expectations for his first ever round of stadium shows. I enjoy it a lot. I think it's overdue. And I also think that he has a lot more to show. So Tristan England takes his first racing win. All he needs is a freestyle win. He's got everything this year already. Well, yeah, he has an overall event championship too. So he just needs a freestyle win in a stadium, and he's got everything. But your skills challenge winner in Kansas City Show 2, it was Gravedigger Adam Anderson with a 9.064. No one really had a great skills run this show. It wasn't anything, you know, special at all. I would say that the winner, I think, should have been Bryce Kenny, Mohawk Warrior 2, pretty dang good moonwalks, but it was still nothing that was, like, best of the year. It was still nothing that really blew anyone away. That's why it only got an 8.5. Adam came out and did a normal slap wheelie, and then a nice bicycle. It was a really nice bicycle, but I don't think that should have beat out Bryce Kenny's run, if you ask me. And all the normal guys that you would expect to do really good just did not. I mean, Tom came out and wasn't much special. Ryan came out and had probably the worst skills run of his entire career. That was just awful. No sugarcoating that. That was really bad. He placed 11th out of 12th, which debatably could have been 12 out of 12. Todd LeDuc had some nice bicycles, but wasn't going to be enough. And Tristan England, who you'd expect to just blow away at the competition, did not. He just did not have a very good skills run at all. I think the track was still a little slick due to the mud from the day prior, but we saw in Jacksonville, didn't really screw the drivers up in Jacksonville earlier when they had a mud show on Saturday and a normal show on Sunday. So I don't know. I think the drivers were just off in show two for Kansas City. But moving on to freestyle, your freestyle winner was Adam Anderson Gravedigger, 9.759. Much deserved freestyle win by far. No one else had the winning run this show. Everyone had, pretty good runs. Wildside Zach Garner had a great run. Todd LeDuc had a pretty good run, except for the fact that he got shut down three times for God knows why. Tom had a really good run. Nice backflip and save. And then everyone else is just kind of there. But, yeah, Adam definitely had the winning run this show and ran away with the freestyle win by 200 points or 0.200, 0.2, so 0.2 is what he won it by. And with scoring 35 out of a possible 36 points, your overall event winner was Adam Anderson Gravedigger again. So he sweeped Kansas City for overall event wins. First show 30 points, second show 35. Adam almost sweeped the entire show for Sunday. He came within 0.011 seconds of sweeping an entire Monster Jam show. So if he's not upset about that, I mean, I'm upset about that. I still want to see someone sweep an event. I still have not seen that. But really cool. Pretty decent shows. These were definitely not the best shows of the year, if you ask me. And they're not saying they were bad. I mean, you can't really even have a bad Monster Jam show. You're always going to be entertained. But these were definitely not the best performances from all the drivers in the year. I'd say it's kind of far down there. Just due to the fact that the mud, and then Sunday, no one was really putting in the effort I wanted to see as a Monster Jam fan, but hey, it was still not a bad show at all. So let's recap where I'll be for the rest of 2021. Monster Jam has announced some new shows since my last podcast that I've updated you guys on of where I'll be, so let's get into it. We got July 3rd and 4th this weekend, three shows in San Antonio, Texas, with a typical stadium lineup, plus a couple different independents than the ones that we're used to seeing on the tour. July 17th, East Rutherford, New Jersey, for Monster Jam and MetLife Stadium. Cannot wait. That's going to be so exciting. Bucket list stadium for me. The weekend after that, July 23rd through July 25th, we have five shows in the Staples Center in Los Angeles, California, with the return of Son of a Digger and Ryan Anderson. Can't be more excited for that. I'm kind of looking forward to that more than I am MetLife Stadium, if you ask me. I can't wait to see him back where he belongs in Son of a Digger. The weekend after that, New Orleans, Louisiana, for a full capacity one-show weekend, same as East Rutherford. We're back in New Orleans, July 31st, for another stadium show. Lineup to be announced, so I'm not sure whether to be excited or not. But, I mean, I guarantee it's a stadium. They're going to have the same drivers that we typically see, so it's going to be great. Come on. I have not confirmed this one yet, but I'm thinking about it, and I'm looking at it. I want to attend some of the arena shows in Denver, Colorado, coming up. I'm pretty sure it is August 13th through 15th. I will pull it up right now and let you guys know why, because it's got a pretty interesting lineup. We have Extreme Attitude, Travis Morey, Gravedigger, Tyler Menninga, which I have not seen him drive all 2021, so that is a reason I want to go to this show. Jailbird, Kalen Miggas, we got Jurassic Attack, Dave Olfert, again, coming back to the Jurassic Attack. Wrecking Machine, Jeff Souza, so another driver of Team Throttle Monster. Soldier Fortune, Kayla Blood, which I'm excited to see her return in East Rutherford. Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier. And Max D, driver to be announced. So that is what is interesting me, is the Gravedigger and Max D for this year, or not this year, for this show in Denver. I want to see Tyler Manninga drive Gravedigger this year at least once. I got to see it once. And he's not scheduled for any stadiums or anything. So if I got to go to Denver for it, then that's where I'm going. And we also have Max D driver to be announced. I'm wondering if they're going to be bringing back a new Max, not a new Max D driver, an old Max D driver. I'm wondering if it's going to be one of the Eichelbergers, if it's going to be Blake Granger, which is where I'm leaning towards. I'm pretty sure it would be him. Come into the show. It looks because Max D is scheduled for quite a few upcoming arena shows in these next couple months, but with driver to be announced. They're not saying who it is yet, so I'm assuming it's going to be Blake Granger. That's my guess. I mean, hey, it could be Tom Mentz. It could be Neil Elliott. I mean, it's not, but it could be Neil Elliott. That would be really cool. Or maybe they'll throw us a curveball and give us a new Max D driver. We'll see. We'll see. But that is my updated schedule for 2021. Oh, excuse me. I left out August 28th, Foxborough, Massachusetts, Gillette Stadium, the second bucket list stadium on my list. So after that, that is my schedule for 2021. If you want to check out videos from every show I've been to in 2021 and future shows that I just talked about right now, subscribe to Moss Jam Lord on YouTube and ring the notification bell so you don't miss notifications for my new videos. Follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord and subscribe to me on the Believe Podcast Network. Believe in monster trucks with Monster Jam Lord. Thank you everybody for listening. Have a good one.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.